You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and welcome to another show. We have another great guest joining us today to share her expertise. Now, according to Forbes, an article on Forbes.com, coaches who are dependent on the hourly payment model, which means that they need to get clients who pay by the hour for each sessions, are continuing to struggle to generate enough clients each month to pay the bills, which is really, really sad. My guest today is Desiree Stafford, and she's going to show you how to turn that around, because she excels and she specializes in showing success-minded entrepreneurs who are frustrated with generating inconsistent cash flow on how to break through to the next level in their businesses. And she specializes in teaching her clients how to position and how to package their services so they can quickly increase their income and impact. So if you're still one of those coaches who we mentioned earlier via Forbes who is still charging by the hour, you are in for a treat, because Desiree is going to show us some key things, including how you can stand out in your niche, three keys to position yourself as an expert to your prospects, and also how packaging your services helps your clients get better results. And she's going to share some tips on that as well. So welcome to the show, Desiree.
Well, thank you for having me, Emery. I'm so excited to be here.
Look, standing out in the market and obviously to the niche can be something that people struggle with, because, you know, we're trying to define who we are and what's unique about us and so forth. But love to hear your thoughts and expertise, and how can we do that in a real powerful way?
To really position yourself and to stand out in your niche, you've got to be able to differentiate yourself. The market is extremely competitive, and there's so many people out there, you know, doing similar things. And I think the best way to do that is to really know who your niche is, who your ideal client is. Understand the value that you specifically offer, what makes you special, and understanding then how to package your services into a solution that helps your client solve their most pressing problems.
I think you picked up on some key items there. Let's just talk about that for a little while, because I know when I speak to other ambitious entrepreneurs, what they think is defined, you know, as to the ideal client, and in actual fact, it's not, because they're still too broad. What are some of the things that people can start thinking about when they're really trying to define who their ideal client is? Would love to hear that, because again, people are, well, you know, women entrepreneurs. I mean, that is just so broad, isn't it?
It is. I think you really have to look at how you want to help people. You know, what is it that you have experience in? What is it that you have a unique gift and ability to provide? And then who would be the ideal client, or who would be the type of person who would most need that solution?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I work with my clients is on how to create, you know, their client avatar, really getting crystal clear about, you know, what your client's name is. What is their lifestyle like? What is a pressing problem to them that they're willing to invest money in to solve today versus something that's kind of like a nicety, something that they'd like to have, but it's not something that they really want to solve urgently.
That's so important, because how many times do you hear of ambitious entrepreneurs creating a program, creating a package, launching it, and then it just sits there on the shelf because they haven't taken the time to really get clear about who their client is and what they're struggling with, and their package and their programs are just not positioning their expertise to really show people, you know, their ideal client, that, hey, I can help you in this area.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also about speaking the client's language. You know, once you get clear about who they are and what their pain points are, what's keeping them up at night, mm-hmm. you can easily help the client resonate with you because you can speak their language.
Yeah.
And that's really key, understanding, you know, what is it that they're struggling with? What is it that you can uniquely help them with that really gets them excited to work with you?
Yeah, so important. And I think as ambitious entrepreneurs, we're so passionate about what we do and about the support that we can provide our clients that we often tend to use the words how we would describe it. And what you said there is really understanding and getting clear on the language that your ideal client uses is so important, because you might be talking about the exact same thing that they're talking about, but they don't know that. And so you really do need to connect with them on their language, on their terms, so that they know that you have the solution to help them. So really very important. So just to recap on that, who is your ideal client? You mentioned about understanding so deeply your client, the languages that they use, what are they struggling with, and really positioning your expertise to be the solution to that. You know, what makes you unique, really very important. Now, you talk about positioning. I'd love to find out how you define positioning, but then also share with us, why is this so important to our success?
Oh, sure. Positioning is really, you know, the thought, the feeling that you evoke in your prospects or your client's mind when they think of you. So it's the identity that you've created so that when someone is thinking of you, they immediately think of you as, you know, an expert or an authority in this particular thing. The reason why it's important, actually there's several reasons why it's important, is that it really, number one, helps you stand out in the marketplace, right? So you're not just another coach or a consultant, you know, you have an expertise in a particular area. It's also helpful because prospects really want to work with someone that they believe can help them solve their problem. And when you position yourself as an expert, when you position yourself as someone who has credibility and has proven systems to produce results, your clients are much more likely, or your prospects are much more likely, to say yes to working with you. It also helps you raise your fees. You know, people are often willing to pay more, and they place a higher value on any information or services that they perceive to be provided by someone who's an expert.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the reasons why it's so important to position yourself.
And I think as you're talking about all of those three key areas, it's so important. It's such an important reminder for us all, because, you know, we may be providing a solution or a service that there are dozens of other people in our local area that can provide a similar service. But now, because of the use of the internet and other technologies, our marketplace, you know, the people who are offering a similar service as us, is just, you know, double, tripled. In fact, there are hundreds of other people. So what you're saying is just so very important. We need to think about this clearly. Otherwise, our message, whatever we're doing out there, whether it be speaking, whether it be social media articles, all those different things, it's not really going to stand out. It's just going to get lost in all of the other messages that are being sent out. Is that what you find if people don't take those clear steps to do that?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's so easy to get overlooked. You know, it's so easy with so much information. People are bombarded with information, but what they really want is transformation. What they really want is to connect with someone that they know, like, and trust, and that they believe can help them solve their problem.
Yeah.
And if you can stand out and become more visible to your niche or to your ideal client, you know, you stand much more of a chance of being successful in your business and helping more people because you've been able to stand out and get the word out about who you are.
Yeah. And I know sometimes it can get very sort of frustrating, comes to me, because, you know, when ambitious entrepreneurs, we're out there, we're doing a lot of this connecting and sending out our messages, and it can become frustrating if no one is taking any notice or is not listening or not reading our messages. Now, I'm sure, and I know that you are going to share with us some of the mistakes that could be occurring when it comes to positioning ourselves, because maybe, just maybe, we haven't thought of these things and we need to start implementing this. So what are some of the common mistakes that you see?
Some of the common mistakes are not being clear about who your niche is, not being clear about who your ideal client is and speaking their language. Some of the things that we talked about before, you know, if you don't know who you serve, how can you speak to them? You know, if you don't know what problem they have, how can you speak to it? How can you provide a solution for it? You know, and if you don't understand what people are willing to invest in, then you can't provide to them what they want and they're going to overlook you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that happens a lot. I also think it's a matter of confidence. A lot of times people aren't confident enough in what it is that they're doing. They don't value their own service enough. So then they place you know, a lower price on what it is that they offer. And that's dangerous because it can position you as a loss leader, right? Mm-hmm. It can position you as someone who's a lower price service provider, and it encourages, you know, prospects to undervalue your service, and it attracts the wrong type of clients very frequently.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that can get in the way and hold you back.
Yeah, so true. I mean, just that term that you mentioned there, a loss leader, I mean, wow, that really is how you would be positioning yourself. And I think some entrepreneurs, they think, okay, well, you know what, a lot of people are at this range when it comes to the pricing. I'm going to be lower than that because it's going to guarantee me more business. But in actual fact, having that mindset and following that, you know, plan in your business is really going to, it's detrimental for your business. And you're positioning yourself, as you mentioned, the loss leader, and you attract the wrong clients who are probably going to try and get you to do what I call the D word, the discount word. And I mean, it's just horrible. If people create their business and try and base their business on that model, but I'm going to try and be the cheapest in the industry, it really is not a solid business model where you can feel valued and, you know, attract the type of clients that you really want to work with.
Absolutely. You know, that's a mistake, like you mentioned, that a lot of people make, and it puts them in the wrong position. It attracts the wrong type of clients. They're unhappy. You know what I mean? They're not really able to show up as powerfully as they need to because they don't even have the confidence at that point in who they are and the service that they deliver to really be effective for their clients.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned something else too, as you were talking about really positioning yourself as an expert and as the person that has the solution. And I know for some ambitious entrepreneurs, particularly if they're just starting out as a coach or a practitioner in their business, the word expert or specialist can be a little bit frightening. However, you do need to put the steps into place that does position you as someone who knows what they're talking about. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well.
You know, when I first got started, it took me so long to embrace that. I did not want to, expert was too much of a big word for me, and I was scared of it. You know, but the reality is we all come to the table with life experience, with work experience, with so many things that we've already done and results we've created for clients already, that being able to call yourself an expert should not be a scary thing. I mean, I know that there are people who are going to feel, well, I'm not ready yet, but you know more than you give yourself credit for,
yeah,
more often than not. And one of the things I tell my clients to do is when they're feeling that way, you know, talk to some of your previous clients. And if you haven't even had clients yet, talk to people who you've helped to create results in their life and get a sense from them the value that you've brought to them. Get a sense from them how you've been able to help them, and that will start to build your confidence.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to do, because if we don't recognize the value that we have, the support that we share with someone to help them get out of their struggle and to transform their lives and their business, is really phenomenal, and we discredit it. And I think when we continue to discredit that, it makes it very difficult for us to step powerfully in our own confidence as we're starting to have conversations with prospective clients. And that comes through everything, you know, the articles that we create, all of the messages that we continue to do, which I'm sure is all part of what you're calling the positioning of ourselves out there in the marketplace.
It is. And, you know, my advice on that as well is to do it even before you feel ready. You know, I remember getting started and I was writing articles and it would take me hours because I was so nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, what if somebody thinks, you know, it's the wrong thing? But you really have to get over that. And you have to get over the fact that someone might criticize you. That's another reason why I think a lot of people are afraid to step up and call themselves an expert, because they're afraid of the backlash. Mm-hmm. You know, and that really doesn't happen as often as a lot of people think it would happen. I received so much support once I started embracing who I was and embracing, you know, the expertise I did already have. So I would say to get started, to take steps moving in that direction and build your confidence along the way.
Yeah. You know, from what you were saying earlier on about really understanding your uniqueness, I love to call it your inner brilliance, the gifts that you have to share this to support your ideal clients, there may be other people who are out there doing similar work, but they're not doing it the way that you do. They don't have your background, your knowledge, you know, all of the things that make you unique. So your ideal client may be sitting there waiting for you to connect with him and her so that he or she can say yes to you and step forward and into your products or your programs and your services. So I think what we're saying, and I'm sure you'd agree, is you're actually doing them a disservice by not getting out there, by not saying, hey, you know, here's how you can, you know, work with me, and just sharing your message through articles and all those things. It's important that we continue to really look at it that way, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about expertise and positioning our packages, you know, and packaging your expertise. How will that increase our income then if we do package and position our expertise in that way?
Well, there's different ways that you can actually package your services. Packaging, the way that I use the term, is really creating a system from your services. Mm-hmm. It's creating a step-by-step process that clients will follow to create a specific result. And then there are different forms or formats of delivery. So if you're looking at, let's say, creating a coaching package, for example, and you're looking at a higher end model, then one of the reasons how that helps your clients get better results is because it is outcome focused, right? It is designed to create a specific end result. It's usually time bound. It's something that create or that contains specific content to help the client achieve a specific result. And if it's a higher end program or product, it's something that will get your client's attention. So it helps them step up in a bigger way, as well as help you step up in a bigger way and honor your brilliance and honor the work that you do by charging appropriately for it.
Yeah. Because I think this is a new concept for many, many coaches and consultants who may have been following, you know, the traditional model of charging by the hour. And so it sounds as if what you're talking about is really looking at the key steps that you support your clients in and developing that system and really putting that together in a package, which I would imagine could really position you out there in the marketplace really quite uniquely, because no one has that particular program or package being offered, because that's going to be uniquely your offering, isn't it?
It is. And that's what makes it so brilliant.
Yeah,
you know, when
yeah.
you can create your own signature line of programs and products, it really does make you stand out in your niche. It really positions you as an expert, because once you've authored your own program and you've shown that you can get proven results for client after client after client, it really helps distinguish you amongst the competition.
Yeah, yeah. I can almost imagine too then, as you're working with clients, because you then have that system that you take people through, you don't have to reinvent the wheel with each and every client that you're working with. So that would also save you time and energy as well. Do you find that that also supports in that area too?
It does. It saves time. It saves energy. It gives you more confidence. You know that you've taken other clients through this process. So you know that you can, you know, a lot of times we offer a guarantee with our services. You know that when you're stating to a client, I can get you this result, you know you can back it up.
Yeah, yeah. And what you were saying earlier about really understanding your ideal client and really understanding what they struggle with and using their language, I'd imagine it's very important then, as you're continuing to position and package your expertise in the system, so to speak, that it really needs to continue to do exactly the same so that it does speak to your ideal client.
It does. You know, what we mentioned earlier is that you want to create a solution, or you want to create a system that solves a specific problem.
Yeah.
So one of the best ways to do that is to actually go out into your marketplace and start speaking to either past clients. You know, when you're out networking and connecting with other people, find out, you know, what problem people have that they really want to solve. You know, what is it that's keeping them up at night? Again, we're talking about their pain points. You know, what are they going to be willing to invest in before you design your signature system? I mean, you can have a great system, but if it's not solving the problem that your clients are willing to invest in, it's not going to do you any good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said something earlier, and I'd love to just touch on this, that, you know, packaging your services that way not only is going to help us to increase our income, but it's also going to help our clients get better results. I'd love to hear you share a little bit more around that.
Well, once you have a proven system that your clients can follow, and you have the content that goes into that system, that's how it helps your clients get better results. It's usually a system that is results focused, so the clients know what to expect. Usually the outcome is something that's very measurable, so they can definitely see that they've obtained the result that they were after. So those are just some of the ways that it really helps the clients get better results. It helps them step more into their own power when they know what it is that they're going after. So it's not just, I'll work with you for 3 months with no clear direction. This is, I have a clear direction, a clear target. So how can I hold you accountable to make you get there?
Yeah. You know, as you're talking, I'm reminded of, you know, some of the key people in across different industries, and I can see how they're using their programs as a way to really build their profile out there in the market. In fact, some of the programs, because they're so, the titles are so dynamic and so powerful, and the results that their clients achieve, that program itself, that system that you're talking about, is out there being talked about in the marketplace. So that can certainly help elevate your level and your positioning too. Once, you know, people start to experience great results, hey, you need to go and speak to, you know, Desiree, her system, that program that she takes people through, that's helped me do X, Y, and Z. You need to get enrolled in it. I can see how that would really work and continue to really position you as a specialist.
It does. And, you know, it does, you know, you're kind of alluding to this, but it also helps you get great referrals. Once you can help your clients get really good results, they love you, they rave about you, you get a lot more referrals. So they're actually doing some of the marketing for you. So it's a lot less work for you once you've gotten to the point where, you know, you have a system that is producing results.
You know, I recall a conversation I had with a client, oh, not a client, a colleague, a number of years ago. He had completed his studies and was getting into the career coaching industry. And he was really feeling quite flat and disillusioned. And he said he'd spoken to one of his closest friends, and he'd struggled to get clients. And his closest friend said to him, well, we'll pretend that I'm your ideal client and have a conversation with me, and I'll give you some feedback. So that's what my colleague did. He said, well, you know, if you're struggling with a job, what I'll do is I'll take you through the process and we'll meet, and I've got some activities and, you know, some other things that I can take you through. And by the end of, you know, our work together, you'll have a clearer picture on who you are, the type of job that you want to achieve, so you can be happy in your career. And my colleague's friend said to him, well, no wonder no one's signing up, you know, for your services. If I'm understanding right, you're just going to be talking to me. I can talk to my neighbor about that and not have to pay. And so what you're saying is that if you have a system, there's a step-by-step with proven results that you can go and talk to your ideal client, that you can go and promote, that you can go and position, and it does so in a much more powerful way, doesn't it, than just, well, we get together, we have a chat, I've got some exercises that I can take you through, and, you know, number of sessions, we'll just be guided by what happens. You're just taking this and really just positioning it far more powerfully once you have this system.
Absolutely. You know, and it really helps the clients understand what they're investing in. It makes it more tangible for them. And once things are tangible, once they can, you know, kind of get their mind around it, then they can say, oh, I get it. Versus what you were just describing, when it's just kind of loosey-goosey and it's, well, we'll spend some time together and, you know, whatever you bring to the call. People really want someone to take them by the hand and show them how to solve their problems. Yeah. And when you have a system, it does that for you.
Yeah. Look, I know that for a lot of our listeners today as ambitious entrepreneurs, this is such a new concept, and it can be a little bit scary thinking about, wow, I need to move away from the charging by the hour model and create my own packages, my own solutions, and to really help me position myself in the market. If they'd like to get more information from you, Desiree, how can they do that? Because I know that you also have a very special gift to offer for our listeners as well. Do you want to share a little bit more about that?
Oh, absolutely. First, if someone wants to reach out to me, they can find me online at highpersonalimpact.com. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about my free gift. It's actually a kit. It contains two reports. One is my 5-step formula for positioning yourself in your marketplace, as well as a second report on how to package your services, and a video. So you can get that at highpersonalimpact.com/free-profit-kit.
Wonderful. And we'll put all of those contact details and links on the show blurb as well. But just to repeat that, you can get the incredible gift, which is just so generous of you, Desiree. Thank you for that, at highpersonalimpact.com/freeprofitkit, and we'll put those links up there on the website as well. Desiree, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance and for sharing those strategies with us, which is just so very important, because I know that so many ambitious entrepreneurs, particularly coaches and consultants who do charge by the hour, find it very difficult to position themselves in the marketplace in a way that they are getting paid what they're worth, that they, you know, are really showcasing the value that they have to offer for their ideal clients. And this really is a solution to support them in taking the steps to achieve that. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks, Anne-Marie. It was my pleasure to be here.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie Cross, money, marketing and mindset business coach for coaches, helping you get noticed, hired and paid what you're worth. And I'm here with today's inspirational tip. But before I do the tip, I just wanted to say hi and welcome. If this is the first time that you're listening to the show, it's a real honor that you have been spending time with us. And I encourage you to subscribe to our iTunes channel so that every time we release a new show, you're notified about it and you won't miss out on all the great business tips and strategies being shared here. I'd also really encourage you to leave a comment what you thought of the show, and also to give us a rating on iTunes. That's a great way that we can spread our message and make sure that we're on the right track with the topics that we bring to you. So really encourage you to do that. Also, something else that's new is my series, the Coaches Connection series, and we're up to episode 2. So every week I'll be bringing you new tips and strategies to be able to help you build a successful coaching business. So if you're not yet subscribed to iTunes, go ahead and do that now, and you'll make sure that every Coaches Connection episode is directly pushed out to your MP3 player. Alrighty, now on to this week's inspirational tip. It's by Napoleon Hill and it's one of my favorites. A dream is a goal with a deadline. And I want to ask you, have you set yourself a deadline? Do you have a vision for your business, where you'd like to grow the business and take it to the next level, similar to some of the strategies that Desiree spoke about today as she shared her wisdom? If you don't have a deadline on it by when you want to achieve this, and also the action steps that you want to take by when you want to have those completed, the goal just remains a dream. While it could be a great dream, it doesn't come to fruition. So make sure you put a deadline on your goal. Make sure you put a deadline on all the action steps that you set for yourself, because that is going to drive your business forward. Till next time, stay inspired, stay brilliant. This is Anne-Marie.
You've been listening to The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.